Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Hyundai, supporting the drive to keep our distance. chse.ie for more.
And now let's go to our People's Pandemic Poet Laureate. Rita Ann is on the line. Rita Ann, good morning.
Hi, Brendan. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Not so bad at
good.
All.
Good. Can we have today's offering, please, Rita Ann?
Okay. Life will be different. We are tired of pandemic isms that are banged around like bin lids during the Troubles. Who are we now when we are not using new words that are pandemic steeped and pickled? It has been every waking minute a pandemic zone and we are sick of it. Antibody talk and cures that are not cures at all. Walk three times sideways under your shadow. For this to work, align yourself and your shadow. Do this for 2 hours and 2 hours only. Other aforementioned cures involve heavy-duty bleach. Don't do it. Your insides won't hold. And you will be slouching to the vet, your eyes rolling down your face, looking for their sockets. We have become pandemic experts and pandemic poets. We are mourning our lives before this, when we took for granted simple things, like free money, like parking at the beach, before the appearance of the orange cone, which has now taken on a sinister hue. Look around before you spin that cone into infinity. The pandemic police are hiding in the very long grass. We will do old things again, like walk into TK Maxx and fit on that Prussian blue blouse that won't fit, and those salsa jeans that look at you as if to say, who are you kidding? We fed that virus for months and now the muffin top repels us. We will be slim again and the virus will be gone. But not if we are to believe some naysayers who say it will be with us all the Christmases of our lives. Someday we will sit in a pub with our hair coloured and coiffed. Laughter will be absent from the space between us. That expanse will make us cautious and awkward. We will wave to the people across the street, but gone are the whispering sessions where you'd gasp on hearing some juicy gossip. Or insider information about white-collar cokeheads watching porn for 48 hours on a bank holiday weekend. A pirated clip from Normal People on a loop is a purported favourite. From now on, when you meet old friends, you will just wave and life will be different. The day I long for most is the day I can pop into Pennies for the cheap knickers and cosy pyjamas. I might throw a pair of slippers in with the free money. When that day comes, I will make an altar in the garden. I will burn incense sticks, myrrh, ylang ylang. I will pay homage. I will howl for all I am worth.
Rita Ann, that was absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for that. And you know, so many people say to me, people who'd be afraid of poetry say to me how much they love your poems and how you're capturing so perfectly in it the truths of how our life is now. Thank you very much, Rita Ann. And now we'll pause for the Angelus.